5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Check, check. Checkity check.
Check, check.
Check. Guys, I didn't feel bad because I saw Amy Poehler's podcast was also blurry one time. And I was like, all right, we're all dealing with certain things.
Yeah.
You know, and it was on, what's his, God, he's so hot. He's so beautiful. He's so, looks the same. Paul Rudd. I don't know what that guy's magic is. He doesn't know what that guy's magic is, but he is so goddamn good looking.
Yeah, he's got a baby face too.
Got a baby face. Him and Jon Stewart are the same age.
I love you. Look, I got a type, but I love the way that Jon Stewart has aged. Like,
you
I
do?
Love, I fucking love it. I do.
He's incredible on stage. I thought for sure all of his stuff was going to be very political, which is just not my cup of tea when I go see stand up. It's my least favorite thing.
Because then your brain isn't fully in it because you're like, who in this room is.
Also, like, I'm like soft focusing because I'm like, no, everybody's going to be mad. Yeah, you know, like that kind of thing. But his stuff is all about him being married to a Catholic woman, and it's about his kids, and it's so
is
sharp and
Jewish?
So fun. He's Jewish.
Okay.
She's Catholic. He's talking about, like, there's no way that he can win the holidays because Jewish holidays. He's like, here, eat some weird fish. And my wife's over here. Here's a tree with everything you've ever wanted underneath it.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, it was brilliant. So if you ever get the chance to see him as a stand-up, it's, I think he would surprise you of how relatable and down to earth he is. He's not trying to talk on the mountain. You know what I mean? He's not giving a sermon.
Yeah. I do. Are we podcasting? Yeah. I feel like we're in it. If you guys follow us. And
oh my God, we're so close to getting this.
I mean this. Tell your friends to follow us. Go to Instagram. Click the follow button.
We're not annoying. We don't post enough is what we've been told.
The damn truth. Go on YouTube. Follow us there. You can watch this beautiful podcast.
Yeah, Jen's wearing a really cute little top.
Thanks. Chris and I got matching tops. I was like, I love this top. She goes, do they have it in green? I go, yes, we bought it. So you'll probably see that on the next podcast.
Accurate. Actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to wear it on the next podcast.
So they're very cute. Yeah. Anthropology, send us
and
more.
And we are sure that we're going to wear it at the same time.
Oh, it will happen. It will happen. We're going to be like, I bought these cute white flared leg pants.
And we're going to wear it to some meeting that we can't go change, which we've done before. There was one time I was like, God bless. This is like an important meeting and we're dressed like damn twins. Like we called each other the night before, which would be darling.
What were the odds, you guys, of both of us wearing green pants?
Yes.
And flowy white shirts.
I don't even speak flowy.
I don't know.
I was like, well, it's a meeting, so I better wear flowy. And I wore green pants and we wore exactly the same thing. And I was like, God damn.
Our brains have melded. Also, if you go to the YouTube page, you can see Kristen has new hair. I have new hair.
Yeah.
I like yours. Now, look, I love your hair so much right now. Your hair is longer than mine right now.
Which has never happened, I don't think, ever.
I love it.
Thank you.
Now I want long hair again. Damn it.
I don't have very good long hair. My hair starts to get kind of angry, and I'm not good at keeping it up. But I did want to go and do something fun and summery, so I just went and changed it up a lot.
It's really cute.
Thanks to the Blondery in Studio City. She's a small business owner. And I love our gals at You Pretty Things. And it's Monique Northrup, and I know she has an Instagram too. Brittany Pierce, and they're great. Yes. And so if you're in Silver Lake, go there.
Go check it out.
Studio City, check out the Blondery. It's pricey. But it's she did a good job.
She did a great job.
I don't know if you guys have had this experience, but when you change hairstylists, you feel like you're cheating, like you're having an affair. And so I wrote a ridiculously long text to Brittany saying, "I just want you to know that I love you. It's far for me, and I found a place in my neighborhood, and I'm not going to go to them all the time, but sometimes I'm going to go to them just because of time, and I really love you and our time spent together." It was so long.
Oh, my God.
And she just
hilarious.
Sent the most perfect, reasonably worded, "You're great. We'd love to have you back whenever you can. Can't wait to see you and the kids." And I'm like, that hurts.
I've been switching it up, but I love Monique.
You're going to her mom, so it feels like you're going in the family.
I don't know if we want to say that, do we?
Yeah, I think she knows. She knows. I'm sure she knows. I don't think she listens to our podcast, so we're okay.
No, that's okay. But she,
that's why I can talk about my mother-in-law my mom.
She's literally down the street. It takes less than minutes for me to get to her.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, man.
Oh, God. And I've known Monique I've known her husband for 20 years.
Yeah.
I've known her just as long, probably. And
because of you.
She's the best. She's hands down, she's fantastic. But every time I'd go in there, I'm like, it takes a really long time to get here and the parking sucks. just for me. I would just get in there hot because I live so far. And I was like,
you do live far.
I have 3 hours to get my hair done because she's so good. But just anymore, I care less. Not like.
Oh, that's been my theme for, I think that's how I woke up.
Not that I don't care what I look like. But there are things I've kind of let go. I made my hair short because I wanted
it really
easy.
Cute short. And I think you like it. Yes, you.
It's easier.
This is so funny to listen to Jen go, "I've let things go." And meanwhile, I walk in, she's wearing, I forgot to put on a belt. She's so cute and dressed up. And there's been one time where you dressed like you were a pizza delivery guy and you did a podcast like that. That's the only time I've ever seen you not put together.
What I mean is I do care. I care about the stuff that I care about, but I kind of care less about people's opinion. Cause I was going through looking at our live show pictures and I was like, my pooch is out of control. And I was laughing about it, but there was no part of me that was like, I need to fix that or change that. I was like, I don't love the way those pants fit me, but I'm not what I need to do is go on a diet. I feel for the first time in my life, I'm a little bit I like food and this is kind of the way it's going to be. And if at some point I hit the age where I'm I just want to be happy more than anything
else. Oh my God. And if this age doesn't get us that, I don't know what the fuck
right?
we get.
Have we
if
not
we don't get
it?
A little bit of wisdom and a little bit of grace and a little bit of we have to, that's what we have to age into, because then we have to remind the youngers all of that really doesn't matter. We have to be the ones that go eat the pizza, drink the wine, have fun, go adventure, go into the world. Don't take it so seriously. It's all going to work out in the end. It's always a little average.
It's 100%. And this won't shock anybody, but the women that I get butterflies and excitement in my stomach for on Instagram are those two friends that we follow that are in their 70s or 80s and they dress so hip. And sometimes they're we're going to dress like it's 1985. And they go
I'm trying to be that for you, Jen.
It is so fun. I want to wear muumuus. I want to drink in the daytime. I want to have a place in Palm Springs. I want to wear bright colors. I want that's what I want. I don't I want to wear things
I
like to look at.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
I'm working into it
again.
I want to work into broad where I run the show. I can say whatever I want.
Right.
I don't give a shit. I don't care what. I don't care about fallout.
I've got 8 years. I'm not speeding up time until the kids.
No man.
At the end of 8 years, everything that comes out of my mouth is going to be the fuck word because
you have been so good. I have let it rip
so
in front of my
kids. About not cussing in front of my kids. And it's going to be like a balloon. It's going to be like a torrent, like a pirate. It is going to be so filthy, just...
She's just going to have a 14-minute tirade of, like, fucks and bitch and...
100%.
Maybe the C word every now and then.
Which is why I swear on this podcast, because I've earned the right.
I feel like. Agree with that.
I deserve it.
And speaking of, if you're in it right now as a mom, you're having... You got to let the air out of the balloon, because we're also stressed right now, because somebody needs to tell moms, look, here's some things that nobody's going to tell you. You've got this beautiful new baby and you're going to have so much fun. And the hard years are going to be delightful and hard at the same time. But just get ready for the age of 11 where you're in your car all the time. Jeez. And get ready for May, because May is going to suck for the rest of time. May is going to be the hardest thing you've ever endured as a parent. And it only gets harder as they get older, because May is when I noticed now every activity that my kids are in has an event that closes out the activity.
And there's
so we have to
picnic,
go to the activity and the event for the activity because of the activity. So for every event, there are three events. I'm doing the math right now and I don't have three of me. We are going to a lot of events.
It is. And every day of school is a different thing. Like, there is some kind of awards, science day, literacy day. There is, today was
and then they
crazy
slap on,
hair day.
They slap on spirit week.
Yeah.
They're like, and my kid, and they're trying to get creative. So they're like dress is your favorite, you know, founding father, or dress is your favorite character from whatever. And Eleanor will be like, Mom, it's 7:10 a.m. I got to dress like a minion. I'm like, what the actual?
If you don't tell me the night before, it won't happen.
We're not doing it. And then you look like that kid that does it. So then I'm like,
I know.
Put anything yellow on, and poor Finn.
Of course,
he's goes to a school that's kind of far away. So, like, this kid, God bless him. You know, he uses it against me too. But our son goes to a very nice private school that's a bus ride away, and it's a big Valley kid choice. A lot of kids go to this school. So he's in his eighth grade year. He's so easygoing. He really handles his own grades. He's doing great. But sometimes he'll do that thing I did when I was a kid, where I was like, well. Just so you know, I could be a kid that gets in trouble all the time, not a kid that studies. My parents would go, and we could be parents that are at the bar all the time. And I'm like,
that's
true.
See what you did there.
Would be a lot of fun there. I see. Okay. Yeah. But my son gets dropped off five blocks from our house, and he walks home. And
oh,
you would
God.
Think, this kid, it's like, he comes home and he goes, I just want you to know I'm the only kid that walks home. And I'm like, well, that's a problem for me then. Because I go, Finn... It's not a lack of love that you walk home from the bus stop. You're doing a favor for our family by me having to drive one last thing.
Before you get into explaining to your child too much, let me stop you right there, okay? Does he mean at his bus stop, he is the only one that walks to his house?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of kids at that school, and some of them probably walk miles, right?
I don't think so. That's the problem I have.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Parents all take him to the bus stop. We wait. We go to the less cool bus stop. So ours is real gritty, where the other one is. And it's kind of a social thing. I'm like, I got no time, y'all. Like, I want my kid. I drop him off 5 minutes before. Hey, Finn, I love you. Have a little chat before I get annoyed. Get out of the car. Great. Gets on the bus. Wave to the bus driver. Everything's groovy. He gets so bent out of shape that he's the only kid that doesn't have like a parent waiting for him at the bus stop when he comes home. And by the way, I go as many times as I can, but I think it's perfectly reasonable that he walks his ass home. And I think other parents should be making their kids walk their ass home.
Right.
That's a neighborhood walk. That's like Goonies style shit, man.
Right.
He's 14, yeah. You guys.
2 years
I had
from
a
now,
summer job at 14.
Driving that car to get an ass
100%.
Home. Yeah.
And he does like the walk. I go, do you feel independent when you're walking home? And he's like, well, it's nice because I got to listen to my iPad. I'm just like, I can't. Like, they have all these luxuries. And, like, my kids have been on flights all over the country.
Yeah,
they've been in hotels. I went to a Holiday Inn. And I would get like chlorine blindness.
I was like 26
and
that was before I've been on as many flights and trips as they've been.
Are
on.
You joking? Like, I never was on a plane until I never had been on a plane until I was 17. First flight, second flight came like 7 years later.
Yeah, yeah, they're so good and happy. My growing up in Nebraska, It is the flattest state, you guys, you've ever seen in your
life.
It
really is. It's a horizon of there, just not much.
There is a place called the Sand Hills, and it's just so minor fun. Hills. It's lovely. But right next to the river, my parents managed to find the only neighborhood that was mountainous. Like, it was hilly, and I had to walk home with my brother. And I remember those times, like, walking home and being like, no, this is kind of, it was like 1.2 miles, which is not.
That is long. That's a long walk.
It's, but it was like, God, you're a kid. You wear the wrong shoes. You wear the wrong coat. Some days you have the heaviest backpack. Man. Yeah. There's a group of like four of you. One's being an asshole. You fight the entire
way
home.
But that's fun.
You're dragging your bags, yeah. Man. It's like, it is a long part of your life. Like, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to walk home.
Yeah.
Because there is.
And good
wait
luck
for each other. Your brother's screaming at you. I'm sorry, I'm processing a lot right now that I haven't thought about.
My mom
a while.
Was a teacher, so I would go to school with her, and then I would go home with her. So I would just have to go to the school and like hang out.
Yeah.
And like, so you know, for me, I try to give my kids some of these experiences that we had when we were young because I think they don't have them now. I definitely think living in LA is different than living in a small town, but I think like. Finn can walk home from school. Finn can ride his bike in the neighborhood with his sister. Like we can do that. Like if you can do it and it's not unsafe, like your neighborhood's different. You're on the side of a mountain and you don't have sidewalks over here. So
and
like
people don't care if they
people
hit
don't care
you.
If they hit you. I'm different. Not going to say that this is where I'm going to take my last breath, but it would be a full story if I did.
I'm going down with a blaze of glory, though.
So I'm going to go to the city and get speed bumps put in on my behalf.
I seriously researched this.
It takes a lot of time.
I know. And we're like at the max or something like that. But it was years ago. So I feel like we're up for some new speed bumps. But sometimes I will take a city cone and I will put it in front of my house. So they got to slow down.
They're very John of you. Very my neighbor.
Hey.
Whatever it takes.
He's on to something.
Hey, man, I just had to sick him on the GC that's working across the street from me that I don't like. I was like,
good.
That was Jen strategizing. Mm-hmm. She's like, don't get mad at the GC. Oh. Talk to John. And I was
have
like,
John handle that shit for you. He's neighborhood watch, man. Yeah. Hey, broken clocks right twice a day. So
that's right. Also, that guy's retired and has lots of time and wants to get into it. I'm like, look, man, I got to go catch a flight. Can you take over while I yell at this guy that's being an a-hole across the street?
Yeah.
So May is so busy for everybody.
Can I tell you this? It segues into how busy it is, but let me compare and contrast the private school experience versus the public school experience, which is the middle school that my son is attending, who it's so nice.
This is not going to be a fair comparison. I already know it.
It's a lovely school. It really is. Highest public school test scores. It's great. It's all the things that I need.
Free.
It is free. It is blocks
and it's in their
away
neighborhood.
From my
it's
house.
Blocks away.
It's kids he's grown up with since he was in kindergarten.
We do not have this option in my neighborhood.
It is lovely. I know the teachers. They're dedicated. I know the principal. He is awesome.
And it's free.
But those kids, if you went to a large public middle school or high school like I did,
you know,
you remember when hormones get hot, those kids like to fucking throw down.
Yeah.
My husband texted me at 2:00 in the afternoon and goes, did you hear about the fight at school? And I'm
always.
Like, no. And why did you? They're not even out of school yet. Like, how did you hear about this, Mrs. Kravitz?
Boy.
And I'm like, but I'm on my way up there because they're doing the musical.
Of course, because in May, that's a perfect time to add a musical on to the already existing schedule. Put a musical in there.
Put a musical in there. Musical recital. Basketball playoffs. Basketball practice.
Basketball awards. Basketball. Soccer playoffs. Soccer rewards. Soccer pizza party.
And because I suffer from extreme mom guilt, where I got to like be around Delilah at school and like go and volunteer like entire days at her school. And I didn't for Dash. They had asked, like, can anyone help production week? And I was like, I will. And then I didn't hear back, so I just showed up the first day. The day that after we get back from tour. And people looked at me like, why are you here? And I was like, well,
I hate that,
you
man.
Guys requested volunteers. And they're like, and you're going to do it? And I was like,
I'm not off drinking Mai Tais, y'all. We're doing a national tour. It's just it's just this little thing.
Their confusion was that someone would willingly
Oh.
Be backstage.
Yeah, that's a terrible job. You're going to be back there with those horny little seventh graders.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Enhance your CTE programs with AP and the college credit it offers. New AP Career Kickstart courses are now available for high schools to adopt for the 2026-2027 school year. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at careerkickstart.org.
The first thing I did when I walked into that auditorium was notice that it smelled like middle school hair, like unwashed hair. I saw how filthy it was. Like, I literally brought a mop and Pine Sol up there. I was thinking about that old Pine Sol commercial where the old ladies clean the church. I was like, yeah. I was like, it is not safe in here.
Mm-mm.
All I do is yell at kids to shut up. But I have made some friends, and they talk to me, and my son won't. So my bit that I do with him, because he's on crew. He's not in it. He does crew. So that means
crew's
he moves.
Crew's pretty awesome.
He moves furniture times.
That's what Eleanor did on what is it? Together Forever. High School Musical.
Yes.
And she goes to all girls school, so all the boys are played by girls too, which is super awesome. But crew, all she did, you saw just this little round face with this Dick Wolf hat. Dick Wolf Productions, and she's in all black, and she always looks like she's doing a bit. So she's like looking at the audience with like an eyebrow up while she moves a bench.
Yeah.
Then she's like, she goes like this. Like she's done. She is done. All she's doing
the
is putting
the part of furniture mover.
Eleanor, sweetie, the part has concluded for this performance. I will now go cut up in the back and make it hard for volunteers like Jen.
We're doing Newsies, which Eleanor Eleanor was jacking Newsies, which let me compare and contrast my children, which is Delilah went to go see Eleanor in Newsies.
It was a disaster.
No, it was so wonderful. Kristen. She loved it so much that she went home and that weekend memorized every song from Newsies. She fell in love with Newsies.
God bless her, because Eleanor was like, I'm gonna go be in law school. Like she was like,
I am done with the theater, and the theater is done with me.
I would like to see a duel.
Yeah. No, she loved it. My son has been at Newsies practice for 6 weeks and doesn't know a single song. He doesn't know anyone's lines. He just...
What is he even doing?
I will tell you, Newsies has all these newspapers that they rip up and stuff
so
like
cool.
that. He is reading 5-year-old newspapers the entire time.
He's like, did you guys know that Reagan was...
Oh my God, it is exactly that. I have so many... I take a picture of him every day sitting on the steps reading
the
newspaper like an old man. I was like... And the first day I learned my lesson because I was like, hey, you want to maybe pay attention and see it? And he was like, we got in the car and he was like, I don't want you to talk to me. when we're there. He goes, it doesn't feel good when you're kind of telling me what to do because I'm the only one you're telling what to do. And I was like, okay, all right. But which is not true.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm telling everybody to shut the fuck up, man. Yeah. I'm not saying fuck, but you can get the sentiment from it.
Let me tell you something.
The way I'm saying it.
You have a parent volunteer running the back of any musical. You have 15 seconds where you are going to be the version of yourself you think you're going to be. Yeah. And then second 16, you're like, knock it off, Brian. There's no way that you're handling that back there without losing your shit. And I don't know if you remember, but the microphone.
Oh, I think it's the same people. And honestly, I think it's the same people that are running the show and the directing it. And I went to ask them about Eleanor, but I've never had time in 4 days.
Never going to remember because they just do one after the next. Eleanor's production, that was a complete train wreck where nobody remembered their lines.
It wasn't, you guys.
But she was so stressed out. She was fifth grade. And there was at one point the microphones went on in the back. And so you can hear this mom going, Jeremy, stop throwing the ball.
Yes.
Like, where's the microphone? We need, and it's like cueing and the whole audience can hear it. It's just like,
oh my God,
roller coaster.
Mrs. B yesterday heard one of the teachers directing it from the front go, do you guys understand how microphones work? Because they are backstage talking shit, all the stuff.
Yeah, cussing. Like, trying out cussing.
Absolutely. No, they're not trying it out. There are pros. And I have observed some making out that I was like,
no, absolutely not.
I've never kissed my husband that way. Like,
you're kidding. You caught kids making out?
I did.
Sixth graders?
And honestly, there was another person that worked at the school there. And I was like, hey, should we?
I would come down on that so hard.
It was like one of my first days and I just clocked it.
Now I'd be like, you guys do push-ups right now. I don't know what you've got a lot of, pent up energy. Let's put some meat on those biceps instead of
start putting saltpeter in these middle schoolers' food like they do in the army because they are so horned up for no damn reason. I'm like,
out in sixth grade?
Now, my son is at the age where, no, it's sixth, seventh, eighth graders.
Okay, it's eighth graders. It's for sure eighth graders.
Now, having been able to compare and contrast the same, like Eleanor's was great. Fifth graders doing what they did was great. I will tell you.
Yeah, it's like fingers and butts, you know, like scratching their own butts and not paying attention,
but
it's not making out.
Like kids going to drive soon who get up on stage and they'll be like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say here. And the people are like, can you just make up what you think it is? It is the frustration with these people.
I get it.
It is what happens is they start talking and then which I didn't know I had this voice. I'm going to do it off the microphone. Go. Quiet backstage! Because it's got to go to stage right and stage left. And it is not a voice that I ever use. But you can hear in my intonation, she's about to lose it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't
They're
know
They're annoying.
And as soon as they stop, one person goes to make fun of you and there's like a little skerfluffle kind of thing. Oh. And then they all hear the talking and then they all, and it's just like loud again.
It's loud again.
So you are just constantly.
This is why military school exists.
To shut up. But there was a fight yesterday.
No.
Full out melee where also by 3 p.m. my husband had seen video footage of the fight. I don't know how.
Those middle school fights can be pretty gnarly.
Well, there's a lot of
kids. And it's also the talk of the town. It is the tea to get.
My son literally wouldn't tell me what was going on because I'm like, your dad's asking about a fight. He's like, I'll tell you later. Okay, couple girls.
You guys do not, these two do not act cool ever. They're like, what happened? Dashiell's like, I'll tell you later. No, wait, tell me now. No, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. No, my new bit is to go up to him when we're at rehearsal and I go, hey, bud, how about a hug? And I know he's going to say no.
He's going to lose his mind.
He's like, no. Like gritting his teeth. And then like 15 minutes later, I'll accidentally be by him. I'm like, hey, do you think any more about the hug situation? Can we? And he's like, no. So
I know.
Just find new ways to ask him for a hug.
I don't think it's fair that they get embarrassed of us because when Finn was in, what did he do that was... Oh God! It was the Barbie. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. What is it? What am I thinking of?
Oh wait, graduation.
For his musical, Blonde. Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God! Oh my God! You guys, so many times in my head. But Finn got done. He was wonderful. He's Warner in it. So nonplussed. Did I get it. He was like, whatever. So he gets done and he wants to leave fast. So he decides to take off his clothes and change into his street clothes in the middle of everybody congratulating everybody after the show. I go, Finn, go behind there to change your clothes, bro.
That's confidence,
you're
man.
In your underpants. And then he goes, Mom, you super embarrass me. I go, you embarrassed yourself? You took your pants off in front of everybody.
By
that's
saying
the
what you were doing, I embarrassed you?
I'm like, how am I at fault for this? He's like, you really embarrassed me because you said you go put your clothes on back there. I go, you were in your shorts. Your skivs, man. Like, as though no one were around. Girls were around. Parents were around. Yeah. Like, in the middle of the gym. Notorium.
And then he was upset because you said,
go change behind a wall. And he had an attitude. Much. And I just, ooh. This fucking age group, man.
It's really tough. And because it's the girls for the most part.
Oh, I have.
That are a little like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I'm like, oh, I fucking know your mom. I don't know your mom, but I know who your mom is, okay? Because God, I can tell by the way you're talking to me. And not, no, I know. I'm probably saying more than I should largely say.
Well, no, because you're dealing with 7th and 8th graders and you don't know them. And that's like.
Yeah. And honestly, most of them are so nice that they like come in and high five me now because I've been around them a couple days.
The majority of the kids are sweet.
They're so great. And we're dealing with mostly the theater nerds. Some of them are doing it because their friends are doing it. Yeah. And so they're a little too like cool for school. But most of them, like, they want it to be good and they want to do a good job and stuff like that.
And it can be good. That's the thing.
I got the down low on the fight from two girls who will be my friends, which thank God for them. They know who they are. They're not listening to this podcast.
And if they are, well, God bless you.
I think they might, honestly, because they're pretty cool.
They'll be like, Miss Jen, I totally heard your podcast. And I was like, what's your aura doing?
Mostly, there was like a couple of chases. And I was like, this is not like breaking news. Because I remember there being fights in high school specifically that no one could break up. Because
we would just walk by it.
It was people throwing punches that knew how to do it. And like, this wasn't that. So yeah, I'm like,
that's a little more reserved for high school, which when one of those breaks out, you feel sick.
I still said to my son, I go, hey, when that happens, you walk the other direction. Make
Dash
sure
was
that.
Like, but then I can't see.
That's what I said. I go, I will tell you in all honesty, you want to see it. You want to watch it. But I go,
you don't.
If you see somebody get hurt, you're going to be unhappy
you
with it.
You feel sick in your tummy, and which you is trauma. Know.
And what happened was there was this one and then another one sprung up. So the kids ended up calling it a riot, but it wasn't. But like it just covered a
Such
lot of
young
like square footage. And the school was so on it. The school like had it broken up right away. I heard the dean talking after school about how he's like, I'm just passing out suspensions. Like, yeah. I'm not playing. It's like, I loved it. It was great. It was handled.
I think it's part of the culture.
It is so part of junior high, middle school, high school.
Everybody's so inflamed, you know? And the thing that I have observed that's been, I've had such an interesting experience with Eleanor's school because it's all girls. And at first, that was something I was not into. I had a lot of preconceived ideas of what that was going to look like, which I think is like a problem on my part. Like I was like, it's going to be really snotty. It's going to be more problems in the direction of girl problems. It's going
to
be.
We were brought up under the threat of going to an all-girls school.
Yeah, man. I'm going to send you to an all-girls school.
Yeah, we're not even Catholic. And my mom would be like, you're going to go to an all-girls Catholic school. So it was like you had bad connotations
Thoughts that it was going to be super catty and like super uptight and like that the miss, like not having boy energy around would be something that you would miss. And like that I just was wrong about all of it. It's so different. It's so, especially because I do think it's this school in particular. And I think that they're kind of like, they're doing it right. And that they're sort of building these like girls that are a little bit rebellious in a way. It's not over the top, but I like that there's this thing
good
where they're it's good trouble and they're a little ratty. Like the girls all, their hair's all messy. And I like that. I don't want coiffed pristine because there's another school not far away. And I was like, nope, y'all look like Stepford kids. And I don't want any of that. Well, I want a lot of texture. And
we've talked about this. There is this sort of like entitlement to be messy if you have a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
You know,
well, like, this school, that is not, the majority of them just don't have any cash.
Well, they're also the age where they are not.
They don't know how to brush their hair.
No. Yeah.
So all of them have like a braid in that's like half done. And like, they're all, they all look the same. Yeah. So we walk in. So Eleanor had, surprise, her musical thing, end of school year, whatever. I'm sure there's eight more, but it was this big, puppet show, which is hard to explain. It was these giant masks.
She said puppet show.
That's what Eleanor told me.
And then when she showed me the picture, I'll let you explain, but whatever you think this is, multiply it by four. Okay,
okay.
Go ahead.
So there are these giant masks, and they do a Greek, they tell the story of a Greek tragedy. This one was about Pandora's box.
So goddamn and smart, you guys.
It's so smart. Even, like, but the kids write it. And they make these masks. They all wear these little masks. And then they have the big masks that are operated by a kid wearing a backpack with like a stick up the back. And the masks like move.
It's a full body costume, which on the top
very,
of it.
Very Rio de Janeiro.
It's
like,
sort of like a gimbal. They're on a gimbal. Like a gimbal. They move around and stuff
so
like that.
So freaking cool. These masks, these girls have been working on these masks literally all year. So they're so cool.
Let me tell you, it's not happening at public.
In all fairness, when you have all girls and they just have this task of doing this thing, it's kind of where they're in their lane. It's like,
yes,
they can, the absence of boy energy, and I have a son and I love him and his boy energy is so good, but the absence of that energy makes all these girls step up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. I think girl energy helps boys and boy energy sort of subdues girls a little bit.
That, and I also, sidebar, I didn't notice this until I saw this thing happen yesterday backstage where this boy came out and he came from the far back, came, and he goes, what did they just say? And this girl, like very sheepishly, like very scared, was like, they said that they're about to do the curtain call practice.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did I say that? Oh my God.
And then literally the girl next to her was like, what did he say? And
yeah.
She like relays it. And she was like, and what did you say? And you could tell it was such a big deal because it was like, I don't know. I don't even know if they thought he was a cute boy or what.
It was just that he's a boy.
What I noticed was it was distracting in that they changed their entire demeanor.
That's the thing.
It's a thing.
And I think it's the hours in that you have that exposure. Look, I'm not saying it is not a comment on boys. It's just me commenting and observing this thing happening that I've never been a part of, which is an all girls school. And
right.
Going to that production last night, for instance, you know, the girls play the boys' parts. I think that's really, really healthy for girls to gender bend these roles. And they did,
especially in a Greek play.
Oh my God. And they did, what was the last play they did? And it's all girls. It's, tradition. What is it? The Jewish musical, matchmaker,
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof. Yo, like there's going to be like this, like big Jewish dad played by a girl.
Love
that
it.
I just love.
Yeah.
So Eleanor has this, musical thing that they put together that's based on these girls wrote it. So, you know, like, first of all, they incorporated Wicked. They incorporated
everything's every got a little
Sephora
bit of
product
splashed into it.
They
right
were
now.
like Pandora was talking about how she wore Drunk Elephant primer or something. And so like the only girls that laughed were like the eighth grade girls. We were like, I don't get it.
Do you hear this, Drunk Elephant? Make sure you are acting responsibly.
Yeah.
Please,
let's lower the cost and help the moms out, especially if we have tuition bills. So, but Eleanor,
do a Sisyphus version, like a,
that is a word I will never say.
Oh,
that will make
me
spit into first front row. So Eleanor has this little part where she has to read on a microphone and then the puppet acts it out. These puppeteers in these things are red faced because they're so heavy,
oh my God.
They're not balanced and they're not professional. They're put together by the girls. So this, like, they're like, I'm worried about their lumbars. Like, so it was so funny.
Spine compression happening. Yeah.
But Eleanor, like, you know, I'm watching these girls. It's an interesting place because the girls are experiencing jealousy when a girl is out in the front running, right?
Yeah.
They don't know how to take it in as that her light does not affect your light. Because that is a very hard thing
it's
to understand.
It's a hard thing to learn.
Man, they talk about it on Sesame Street. So it is not This is not new. But even Eleanor was like, these girls are together. There is girl behavior that you see. And you're like, oh man, I used to be like that too. Like if a girl is out in the front running, you're kind of like nervous about it. But then eventually you turn that into her step ahead is my step ahead. Like we're all in this together, but that takes a long time to get to.
Yeah.
I do think the all girl experience might get you there earlier.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, because you learn very quickly that like this idea is like your girl is going to be your best, like your ally and your friend. And you're going to partner up with the smart girl because it's going to make your project better. And you're going to learn, oh, that's what I want for my future friends and my future partnerships and my future thing. So yeah. I do think this exposure to all girl relationships right
that's
now
interesting.
Is very interesting.
Right now, the plan is to send Delilah to our public school, but I have an open mind. Like if it's not where she's thriving or where it feels comfortable or, you know, it's the intensity of gender really hits in middle school.
I think because everybody's so freaking self-conscious.
It's that, but it's also an unhinged burst of hormones.
Like, oh my God.
If I could tell you, I called my son a psychopath today because
they said— They just get so hot so fast.
Before school, I go, you're not leaving this house until you brush your hair. And his level of anger was so high, which is not my son, because as I said— You put hairbrush through that, you psychopath. And he was like, okay. Then he kind of like broke and laughed and realized how crazy he had been. But like, if my son's really even keeled.
Yeah.
If he is like that.
Imagine what a hot.
Finn's
a little hot. Finn goes, we're exactly the same. It's like me dealing with me. So you can imagine that's a picnic.
But you have like a pitch and then you come back down.
Yeah, we're real loud in the neighborhood.
Boys, if they don't have good self-regulation, it's a lot. And girls without good self-regulation, it's a lot. And I don't know if
anybody self-regulates at that age, they don't.
And I'm not saying I'm doing a better job than any parent, but I have observed those conversations aren't happening at home because
you can tell the ones that have free rein to lose their shit and they take that with them, boy or girl, they take that with them.
Yeah.
And ruin like practices and rehearsals and outdoor play and all that stuff because of that. No one's told them like, you don't get to bring your shitty attitude into this. Like you don't get to have a hot streak and act out. Like you don't like that's, you gotta, sorry, buddy. I got blocked into a parking spot last night. And all I wanted to do was egg that guy's car. And I thought about it, but then I realized that I'm a better person than that. And I don't believe in vandalism, but I really walked down the road, but you can't get hot and then act out. You don't get to do that. Now, hormonally, they're all insane. Oh, my God. At Eleanor's thing last night, I was
I'm not saying it might. I mean, all girls. Saying it's, but it's just.
You have an absence of a force that is pretty intense when it comes to boy-girl.
Like, yes.
They're just, you know, the boys are, they're taking on leadership roles really fast. They're talking fast. They're a little less emotionally intelligent. It's just true. I'm not generalizing. I'm just saying.
And I think it makes both genders more self-conscious.
Totally. And my son is not like, I mean, I reel him in, but he's pretty chill when he's at school and he's nice and everybody likes him. But I still think like his energy when he comes into the room and Eleanor's with her girlfriends, the energy changes. They immediately want like Finn's attention. And Finn's like, do you guys want to see me juggle? And he's trying to put down game. I'm watching garbage happen in front of me. And the girls are like, hey Finn. And I'm walking by with like a plate of cookies, like everybody. I don't know. Finn goes somewhere.
Why does it smell like hormones in here?
I don't know what's happening.
I'm getting hit in the face with pheromones.
I don't like any of this. I don't like any. You know what? Ladies, pick a leadership position. He doesn't get to be the leader of everything. Okay,
that's right. Don't come in here and hold court, buddy.
Yeah, don't come in here and lose your goal of becoming an attorney someday, Brittany. Okay.
Yeah.
God, he comes in here and juggles, and you're all gaga. What's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, let's focus up.
I have to ask too, because I know this is a part of it. Is Finn he's going to have a culmination
coming up too?
I don't want to like keep throwing responsibilities at you, but I know this is, I just want to say I have not received any correspondence about like, I don't know about that. Am I supposed to have a party? Ready. I don't know. Probably for him and his kids, but or his like friends, you know. But
am I supposed to have a reception for 8th grade graduation?
I don't know.
I think my mom didn't even go to mine. I don't know.
We didn't have that.
8th grade graduation.
They didn't. It was not a thing. It was
Oh, my God. It's just like so much. Yes, my son is graduating from 8th grade. Meanwhile, his next school is already requiring us to go to stuff. So we are going to stuff for his next school.
Yep.
Now we're going to stuff for his. And everybody's asking for money. Catholics, I love you. I'm like, literally, we went to an event.
Don't sin so much, man, and then you won't have to cough up
We
so
went
much
to his next school's parent meeting thing, and we went in, and I walked in through this one entrance, and they were like, this isn't the main entrance. And I was like, what's this? And they go, it's a donor entrance. I'm like, they get a special entrance? And the lady looking at me, she goes, they do. I go, because they put up so much dough, and she goes, they did. And I was like, I'll go through the main entrance.
By donor, you mean paying for the school? Because I am.
I know, but no, then they ask you to donate, especially as freshmen. It's all happening, y'all. So we're going to all these freaking, go have a taco and a margarita and bring your checkbook, metaphorically. Venmo us all your money.
I will say a friend got into like a good magnet with their kids. It's a public LAUSD magnet. And he was like, yeah, got any tips? I go, donate a lot of money, and they'll remember you, and they'll treat you nice.
We donated. Look, man, we were so grateful for our elementary school being public. We donated so much because we were on the road, and I couldn't go volunteer, and my husband was there 5 days a week.
That's right.
Volunteers.
You donate or show up.
Donate or show up, and I'm a donate.
You guys did both, though.
We did both.
Colin
gave his sweat equity to that school, and like he did the hard stuff. Like he was on cleanup day, our kids and Colin would go spend not 2 hours but 8 hours cleaning up that school because he's Irish. He's got that power washer, just like task after task.
He's like, my body doesn't ache yet. Yeah. I need to keep going.
And he'd come home with like a wet shirt, and my kids all look like they'd been working in like a
love
mill.
I love that, by the way.
It's great. We're those people.
I told the kids when I was backstage cleaning, I was like, there's no reason you can't be doing this. And if I were going to give notes to the program, I would have said, if you're
more
talking, you're not shutting up, I would have put a broom in your hands and said, go sweep, man.
100%. Idle hands, baby.
That would have been the punishment or whatever. But kids don't know how to clean, really.
But I think we're underestimating them because these kids can put on really good performances. By the way, just have them learn TikTok routine. That's all you got to know is they can do that. One time, Eleanor almost burned down our house. She started microwave a dry towel and it immediately broke into flames. And so her idea of fixing that problem was to take the towel out of the microwave and put it into a drawer.
Hide it.
Which was our oldest ass kitchen, which was literally made of like, what's that stuff?
Maybe asbestos. That might have been your only saving grace.
The most flammable. So she puts it in the drawer. And this thing starts immediately on fire. And my husband's outside.
It was made of cedar chips. Her kitchen was made.
So she's like standing there like, and my husband comes in and said, he looked at Eleanor and she was like, just like, oh God. And then he looks at the drawer and it's on fire.
Yeah.
And Eleanor,
just black smoke.
And so we were on the road. I come in.
God, I remember this.
First of all, Eleanor opens the door and she is the most smiley and sweating I've ever seen her. Like, hi, mom. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hi, the house is so clean and it smells like smoke. She cleaned this house with such guilt energy.
Yeah.
Everything
that
was organized.
To learn.
And I was like, you just showed your cards, sister.
Yeah.
This black smoke just bought you a lifetime of expectations. Yep. Like, I know you can do it when you want to do it.
You clean so to get out of trouble.
Yeah. You're bullshit leaving your Easter eggs all through our house. Like, your skirts and your shirts and your bullshit in my room, her room, the kitchen, my kid taking off his gross soccer socks, and he leaves them in our
everywhere.
Disgusting.
It is like, how many feet do you have?
I know, right?
Many socks in our house everywhere. And you know where they're at? They're like in the sugar bowl and shit. They're everywhere. Anywhere you don't want a sock, they're by my face at all times. It is, and they smell terrible. I'll tell you this. You know what? I walked into a room and I was like, is there a dung beetle in here? It smells so fucking bad in this room. I'm going to throw somebody under the bus right now. I was like, well, there it is. Now it's started. The stinkiest smell I've, like, as entering the teenage years, You want to guess? Surely you guessed too. Guess what? It was in one of my children's room. I won't even tell you.
Ew,
which one
God,
was
it food?
It wasn't sporting equipment, and it wasn't food.
I'm going to gross out, like a hat. Was it a hat?
It was a pair of UGG boots.
Oh!
And
they'd sweat. Your feet sweat in those suckers.
You know what? You know what it smelled exactly like? Month old left out macaroni and cheese, where the mold, like everything, with pepperoni in it, and. I go,
Jen,
what?
That's fucking gross.
I go, what is that smell, Delilah? And she goes, she knew what it was. She goes,
my feet.
My boots. I go, where are your boots at? She's like, I put them up on the, which she did. She leaves those boots
like,
everywhere. Because, and I tell her, you put them away because the dad likes to chew them up. I'm not buying another pair. She put them up on her dresser. She knew. And I was like, I'm going to try to get these to not stink, but they might go in the garbage. I go, why are you not wearing socks with your UGG boots? She goes, well, why would I wear socks with them? I go, because of this.
Because this is
you
what,
need a layer. I'm
you need
get
a defensive
some,
layer.
Some Wonder Bread bags to put so because these things are
they
expensive.
They know not what they do.
I am the sweatiest I'm the sweatiest person you've ever met. And my feet, I have been in like plays and stuff where people were like, you put those shoes outside of the room because they smell so bad.
Feet smell like there's just some stuff. You know what I find around our house? I'll sit down finally to watch a little TV and I'll like lean over to get the remote. And I'm like, oh, nope, that's not the remote. That's a cup for.
Oh, an athletic supporter.
An athletic cup.
No.
That is, I just
no.
touched
I'll barf. I'll
a
barf.
Wiener cup. That my son takes out of his pants and just, if you're a mom in the baseball space, you know what I'm talking about. They're in your key
everywhere.
Bowl. They're everywhere. Just
and
these nut cups everywhere.
Every time too, you're like, what is that?
And I know, I'm always looking at it. I'm always holding it. And I was like, what is it?
What is this? An LOL and doll look, thing? And, no, it's not. It's like
but I'll grab it and I'm holding it. And I'm like, Finn, you know what I do not want to pick up all the time? This cup that has had your sweaty testicles in it. And now I'm holding it and I'm telling you that I don't want to touch it. And he's like, Mom, stop touching it. It's gross. And I'm like, you're right. I thought it was a remote.
Yeah. I don't think I'm not putting this SOB through the dishwasher.
I put it in the dishwasher and then I'm weird about that. I'm like,
is
what's
it
gross?
On, I mean,
what's
it,
gross? I don't
if
know.
If there's a germ on there that can survive the dishwasher, then you got.
I don't
problems,
think that's the grossest thing that I've touched. I definitely think pants and socks and like
when,
soccer bags with.
When
like,
your kids are little and you have dogs,
smell.
You will pick up so many pieces of poop with your hands because you're like, "What's this here? A wood chip? No,
yeah,
is
poop.
This mulch? No, it's a piece of poop that's
yeah.
like been behind
you
a chair
know who
for
left
a long
it.
Time. You don't know who left it.
You
don't
know
who it is, but it's petrified." And that's
also, I'm trying to teach them a little bit of bathroom decorum. I'm like, you guys, what did you eat? For the love of God, we have a very small house with a
courtesy
very small
flush.
Bathroom.
Can you please?
We have talked the courtesy flush for a decade. I'm like, how do you guys get, how did you even
no
pass?
No shame, man.
None.
None.
I'm like, do you think that like, is there a part of you that's like, I want to share this?
Yeah. For dudes. Yeah.
I think there
so,
is.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like
I
a cartoon. It'll float in like green air
yep,
and
like
go under my nose. And I'm like,
it.
I don't
yeah.
fucking know.
I do think it's a part of like the caveman thing where it's like, I'm going to claim this space as mine. I'm going to leave my stank on it.
Yeah, it's gross.
So, yeah,
and my husband does it too. And they both have very specific brands. I'm like, that's disgusting.
And all this is going on and they're like, make a casserole for the
yeah.
end of the year dinner.
Yeah. And then Finn will go, Mom, you were late to my game. I was like, I'm at Eleanor's game. I'm going to your game. And then I got to go. I got to
I'm going
to
catch
wash
the last
out my
15
pits
minutes
to go take you to an award thing.
I know. It's like you got to bring extra clothes. And there's like a tie
my
and
whole
a
back
suit.
Seat
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Is, speaking of suits, I got to get Finn a suit for graduation. I ordered it from Amazon.
You,
I'm going to take
that
one.
I show you
that
one. See if you think it'll fit. I think it'll fit.
Okay. I'm going to take it and hope for the best. Because that kid, we're all, we're passing with a C- right now. And I got to tell you, I'm not mad at that. I'm going to do a fit check. So this t-shirt says Lakewood Brewing Company and is from one of our favorite people. Her name is Heather.
Heather W.
Heather has been to at least 8 shows, if not more. And she's just one of those chicks that like shows up wearing our t-shirt. We see her. We pick up where we left off.
Yep.
She sends us nice stuff.
She's got cool hair.
She's a teacher. She's like, wherever the conversation left off the last time, she's like,
right.
And then I started my school year. And so it always is like seeing a friend that we just love to run into. And she sent us this box full of like fun products t-shirts. And so this is a shout out to my girl Heather.
That's perfect.
It's a shout out to so many women that we met on this tour. Oh my God.
Who have been to so many shows.
I don't want this to sound braggy. It is something I'm very proud of, is that I am proud of the fact that Jen and I have consistently written and put up shows against all odds, and that we play to one audience. So we automatically delete 50% of a possible audience base.
Yeah.
So we sell to 50% of people, and we have all these women that have really tough schedules that come out to see us.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of that. And I also think when we meet the women that are like, this is my fourth time or my fifth time, we're like, everybody's growing up together. And I get so sentimental about it, because I feel like there's so much against us.
Yeah.
As women and as performers and all of it, there's so much against us.
Well, I'll have you know, too, we have people on the team that will call and make sure it's not prom night or graduation night before we go to schedule a show somewhere.
We absolutely do. And we know when it is, because if we have a light audience, we're like, there's something going on.
Yeah.
It's like the county fair.
Missouri, it was prom night.
Yeah, prom night. And we're like, that. No woman is going to.
No.
We understand that. So the fact that we keep getting to do these shows and having so much fun.
Why do we even schedule shows in May, Kristen? Because we're just making it harder.
I was writing a text to Jen, and it said, we can never do shows in May again, ever.
No.
And then I thought, I don't need to send her. This is only going to upset her, because I'm telling her what she already knows, and I'm complaining about doing shows. But what I really am saying is, like, I am missing so much shit that my mom heart and guilt can't take it. Like, also literally just asking everybody to take my kid places. I gotta say I can't do shows in May because I got a carpool.
I got such great moms at my school. They're like Hail Mary all the time. I'm like, I forgot my kid. Can you go get him? My husband has to be in two places.
I'm in new space with moms. I'm in with new moms. I don't feel 100% comfortable yet.
These I've known for like 7 years.
I don't have that yet, but I'm still like, can Eleanor grab a ride for you for 2 weeks?
You seem trustworthy.
What's your last name? Great. What are your beliefs on carpool? Good. We're square. Let's go. Yeah.
I think we podcasted.
Yeah. May Sember.
That's what we got.
May
you
fever.
Guys.
Hang in there.
Pioneer.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.